We're going to move now to the Midwest. You might remember the headlines earlier this summer talking about the devastating floods, a lot of worries about what it was going to do to crops. We're going to check in now with Chad Hart. He's an agricultural economist at Iowa State University in Ames. We've been waiting this morning for two different reports that might have some surprising good news. Chad, what are you seeing in these reports?
Well, these reports, good news on corn production, about what was expected on soybeans. We're looking at estimate for corn of about 12.3 billion bushels, which was about 500 to 600 million more bushels than we expected as of last month.
That sounds like a huge increase.
It's a pretty sizable increase. It is, in comparison to trade estimates, this is at the very high end of that range.
All right. So what does this mean? I mean, we know that it's good that crops we thought were destroyed are there. But what does it mean in terms of the markets?
Well, in terms of the markets, we're likely to continue to see downward pressure on the corn market. We've seen corn prices over the last month fall from over $7 a bushel down to around $5 to $6 a bushel today. We're likely to see that continue at least for the next couple of weeks based upon this report.
Now, you know, in the world of farming, what seems like good news, crops that are there when we thought they were destroyed, can sometimes be bad news for farmers in terms of the prices. Is that the case here?
Well, that's the deal. This is going to contribute to downward prices, but we're still looking at historically high prices. We're still talking about prices in the $4 to $5 to $6 range here, so well above where we used to be in the $2 to $3 range. So yes, prices are headed down, but they're still pretty good.
Why were expectations so off?
Well, in this case, it was evaluating how this flood had impacted this crop. It hit us at a very inopportune time. It was hard to tell how much survived the flooding and what that survived the flooding, how well it would produce. And this report says it looks like that crop's going to produce pretty well. We still got some challenges ahead, but at least so far, so good.
All right. Chad Hart, I want to thank you for sticking by us this morning and looking over those reports for us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That is Chad Hart. He's an agricultural economist at Iowa State University in Ames. And, of course, if you have any reaction to news or stories that you hear in The Takeaway, tell us what you think. 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.